Shalom Aleichem, we have a very interesting question, a unique question as it relates to Sfiras HaOmer, which we'll get to shortly. I just want to introduce it with a recap of what we saw last time, that Chag HaShavuot is called Shavuot, meaning weeks, because we count 7 weeks up to the giving of the Torah. Shiva Shavuot Tisfor Lecha, from the second day of Pesach, and Chazal say as follows: why is Shavuot different from any of the other holidays? All the other Chagim, all of the other Moadim, they have a set day, and Shavuot doesn't. And it's because when Klal Yisrael were getting out of Egypt, they were told in 50 days we are going to be receiving the Torah. And accordingly, because they so desired, looking forward to the event, they counted 1 day gone, 2 days gone, 3 days gone. They were counting up to the giving of the Torah. And that is why we have Lidoros, we have Sfiras HaOmer, counting up to Matan Torah. Let's put that aside for a second. And the following question was posed to Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. There was somebody who was in the middle of his Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha. It was just about Shkia, just about sunset, and he remembered at the beginning of his Shmoneh Esrei that he did not count Sfiras HaOmer that day. In other words, he should have counted the night before at Maariv. He missed it, went all day, didn't remember, and now he's at Mincha at the end of the day, and his Mincha for sure is going to continue after Shkia, because it's right before Shkia, and he's only at the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. And the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, not all poskim agree with this, but the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim is that you cannot say the Sfiras HaOmer after Shkia with the bracha. And if you missed it, if you missed saying the Sfiras HaOmer during the day you wouldn't say it with the bracha, but at least you can continue the next day counting with the bracha. The bracha is only the night before. The beginning of the day is during the night, is at the night, so that's when we count with the bracha. If you missed with the bracha, you can still count during the day without a bracha. But if you missed that whole day and it's now you get to Shkia and you didn't count, then you cannot continue, according to the Kaf HaChaim, you cannot continue the next day counting with a bracha. That is, that's it, it's over. And now he has the problematic dilemma. He's in his Shmoneh Esrei. You cannot count when you're in your Shmoneh Esrei, and by the time he's going to finish his Shmoneh Esrei, it's going to be after Shkia. He's not going to be able to count anymore. You can't stop your Shmoneh Esrei. You're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So what do you do? So he came up with an innovative idea, and in the bracha of Das, Atachonen Adam Das, he added something, because you can add into each of the brachas something that is relevant to that bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me Das. So right before the end of the bracha, before saying Baruch Atah Hashem Chonen Adas, the giver of knowledge and wisdom, he says as follows: Ribono Shel Olam, creator of the world, Hayom, master of the world, Hayom Kvar Arba'im Yom LaOmer, today is the 40th day of the Omer. That's the day he missed counting. He missed the 40th day the night before all day long, and now it's the 40th day of the Omer, and I am learning Yevamos. This is his language of what he adds into his tefillah of Atachonen L'Adam Das. So what's going to happen to me? He says, Ma'ye Alai, I started learning the Masechta on Pesach, and I'm only up to Dav Vav. It's already been Chamisha Shavuot v'chamisha Yamim. So that's 40 days. He says, today is the 40th day of the Omer. I'm learning Yevamos. I'm only on Daf Vav. It's since I started, it's been 5 weeks and 5 days. 5 weeks and 5 days is the 40th day of the Omer, and you have to count the days and the weeks. So he's building that into his tefillah. Uva'ani usi hispakti kol kach ma'aren, because I'm so difficult in learning, I've only covered just a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please open my ability, give me the ability to learn well. And then he ends his bracha, Baruch Hashem Chonen Adas. So he added in this tefillah, and it's a beautiful tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me the ability to learn better. And he built into it references that it is the 40th day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 5 days into the Omer. And the question was posed to Rav Zilberstein, is this an effective counting of the Omer? So to answer that question, Rav Zilberstein cites the Sefer Achinuch, and he goes through what is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the shorash of the mitzvah, and what's it all about, giving the Torah and counting up to the Torah. And he says as follows, Nitzavinu Limanos, we are obligated to count from the first day, the day after the first day of Pesach, in other words, the second day of Pesach, up until the giving of the Torah to show why are we doing this Svira Saomer, why are we counting? We want to show we are counting up to the great day Matan Torah in great anticipation. We're going to count day in, day out, looking forward to this great event. Ki aminyan mare la'adam kol yishov kol chavso la'hagia el hazman hu. Because when you count, it shows you're really looking forward to something. And that's what we are doing here. And Rav Zilberstein says, based on this chinuch, that the concept of sfira, counting means looking forward, anticipating a specific thing that is about to come, that is coming in the future. And that is our looking forward to Matan Torah in anticipation, in desire. That is what we are looking forward to. We are looking forward to the event. And accordingly, because that's the concept, it's not simply mentioning that this is the 40th day of the Omer, that's 5 weeks and 5 months, five weeks and 5 days, it's as part of a tefillah, but it has to be that we are announcing, we are counting the Omer because we are looking forward in anticipation. That is not what this person did. He simply referenced the days of the Omer, but not that it was a part of a counting, an anticipatory counting of the Omer. And accordingly, Rav Zilberstein Paskins said, it doesn't look like that. This was an effective counting of the Sfiras Omer. Accordingly, at least based on the sheet of the Kaf HaChaim, the person would not be able to continue counting with the bracha the next day because he missed the cutoff at Shkia sunset. And this is the Sikuma Rav Zilberstein, Yitachen Shasvila Lo'al Salish. Apparently, it did not count. This is not an effective counting. Ke'ein Zo Derech Svira. This is not the way to count. That is not a counting. Ela Simani, simply giving signs. He's simply referencing the day, but not that he was counting it. The Torah says, Usfartem lachem. You have to count. It has to be counted as a chashivus, that we have anticipation and we're looking forward. And that was not effectuated by this person's tefila. And accordingly, he says that it was not an effective counting of the Omer. Have a wonderful day.